FC United claimed 3 points away from home in the Midlands for the second week running with a 3-2 victory over Worksop Town, courtesy of goals from Nicky Platt, Lee Neville and an own goal. On 25 minutes, FC took the lead as Dean Stott played a superb ball through to Astley Mulholland, who crossed to Jake Cottrell. Cottrell shot and saw home stopper Wurznot push the ball onto the post, where it came out to Nicky Platt, who slid the ball into the net with the help from defender Luke Shields.
Ball's going to be chipped over the top there. It's a great ball there for Mulholland. He's got the pace there to get beyond the number three. Looks up, does he? Yes, he holds the ball. Plays the ball back. Good effort. Oh, and a great goal.
Get it.
It's a goal indeed.
It is indeed.
And it was FC. It was all the
it's
great
unlucky
work.
Really for words of that for me. I'll let you describe it, but carry on.
Well, it was an excellent ball down the right hand side for Mulholland. He kept it in play superbly. Played the ball back to FC United's Cottrell, whose first time shot with the outside of his foot was well saved by John Wurznot. He got his fingertips to it. He was just about to hit the post, bounced out like a little bit, and the player came in.
Across, yeah.
And well, it was tapped in. And to be honest,
yeah, he needed bundling over the line.
I'd be interested to see actually who that goes to, because it looked like, was it Nicky Platt? Did he actually get a touch on that at the end? Because it looked like an own goal to me.
8 minutes later, FC stretched their lead when Mulholland latched onto a poor back pass. He worked the ball to Cottrell, who saw his shot pushed wide by Wurznot. From the resultant corner, Lee Neville rose and headed in.
Corner comes in, near post, it's a decent ball again.
Goal!
And Lee Neville at the near post, similar to the corner that was taken last week, and Mulholland was on the end of it. This time it was Lee Neville. It was whipped in beautifully by Carlos Rocca.
The home team came out more determined in the second half, with a dangerous Jamie Jackson running into the box and Spencer tipping over. 2 minutes later, the lead was halved when Mark Hudson ran unopposed through the FC defence and rolled the ball past James Spencer.
Messiah's on the ball now, cuts inside. He's going right across the pitch, plays the ball inside. He's made a tough side there. The number 8 there, for me, looked like he was in an offside position. But it was good play there from Worksop Town. And it was that man Jackson causing all sorts of problems.
The Reds were struggling to get any moves going, and it came as no surprise when Worksop equalised, the ball finding its way to McDonald at the corner of the box, who fired clinically into the bottom corner.
Well, it's an FC United for the last 15 minutes or so. Hanging on is not too strong a term. And it goes up again, get the shot in. And indeed, FC United, my kiss of death after you said that. The number, what's that, I can't see, was the number 3, Messiah. It was Messiah at this far post. Ball came across, completely unmarked, not an FC player within 3 or 4 yards of him, just on the far side of the corner of the 6-yard box in the end. Had all the time in the world just to slot it low to Spencer's right side, and it's 2 apiece.
Straight from the restart, the ball was played out to Mulholland, who charged down the right wing and crossed into the box, where Wurznot parried the ball out, only to see the onrushing Shields bundle it into his own net.
Great play by Mulholland down the right hand side. He's into the penalty area. Can he get the ball across field? Yes, he can. Keeper saves it, and then it's an own goal. Oh goodness me, FC United. Well, it was Mulholland down the right hand side. His pace beat 2 players. He hit the ball in, and it seemed to Wurznot came out for it. It hit the defender, went beyond Wurznot into the back of the net, and FC United, well
they shouldn't be in that position. They're lucky to be 3-2 up.
United should really have found a fourth to settle the nerves in the closing stages, but in the end, 3 goals were enough to take all 3 points.